The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... E.G. Marshall. An ancient Persian poet once said, "If thou hast two coins, spend one for bread, with the other buy hyacinths to feed thy soul." It is that search for symmetry and soul through an underbrush of superstitions that entangled ancient Egypt that spurs our tale today. The searchers were Nefertiti, the most beautiful queen who ever lived, and her husband, the pharaoh, Akhenaten. They were very young monarchs, idealists, visionaries, and 2,000 years before their time.
There's someone in the river! You down there! What are you doing?
Swimming!
He must be mad. Why would anyone swim in the Nile at night?
Well, I dropped him overboard. I thought he was a stowaway.
You can't leave that boy in the river. Throw him a line. Hey, you! Get out of there!
What?
Don't you know the Nile is full of crocodiles?
Our drama, The Curse of the Scarab, is based on archaeological findings and was written especially for the Mystery Theater by G. Frederick Lewis. It stars Tammy Grimes. It is sponsored in part by True Value Hardware Stores. I'll be back shortly with Act One. Interesting thing about an idealist. If you agree with his views, he is prophetic and farsighted. If you don't, he's a romantic, an ostrich head, a castle builder. Queen Nefertiti and King Akhenaten had built such a castle. In fact, an entire city, a place where artists could live, where culture could grow, where believers in one God could worship in peace. But for the beautiful Nefertiti, this heaven had become a hell.
True, I was a queen. I had almost alone turned a barren desert into the new capital of Egypt. Amarna, we called it. Modern palatial houses, tree-lined avenues, gardens, pools, room for 100,000 dreamers. Suddenly, the taste of achievement turned sour in my mouth. I had lost my little daughter to death and lost the love of my husband to life. Only one star, one ambition, shone for me in a very black night. I had one reason left to live.
You sent for me, Queen Nefertiti?
I've misplaced it again. I don't know why I'd do that. You suppose it's intentional?
You've lost the scarab necklace.
Don't tell me you found it.
I did. And I had the clasp fixed. Let me fasten it about your neck.
Of course, I don't wish to lose it. What am I saying? It was a present from General Horenrab. That time when I gave him the gold he needed to pay the soldiers. He gave it to me. It was his grandfather's. I think if anyone's been listening, they've gone away now.
Are you being spied on?
One never knows. Come closer, Mariani. The time is now.
Now?
Yes. You and I have talked about it many times. You take little Tutankhamun and my girls and keep them safe with your sisters until the day I can send for them. I'm not waiting one day longer.
Nefertiti, you're going to do it now? Leave Amarna in secret? But everybody knows you. The sailor will give the alarm and you'll be brought back.
Listen to me, Mariani. I thought it all out carefully. The first month of Shemu starts tomorrow. Our first month of harvest. My husband goes by chariot to every farm until the harvests are all gathered.
That gives you 2 months. Will you go by chariot to Thebes?
Too dangerous. There are Bedouins and outcasts everywhere. I would have to take an army along to protect me.
So what do you plan?
Many years ago, the pharaoh and I went into the hills behind Thebes to gather the fellahen about us, to make them believe in one powerful god as we did, not the countless gods of our ancestors. We disguised ourselves as beggars. I was a beggar boy carrying a bundle of clothes. So I shall become a beggar boy again and smuggle myself aboard one of the barges returning up the Nile to Thebes.
Nefertiti, I must go with you.
But what about your little sisters and my children? I couldn't have Akhenaten find them.
I have friends who will take care of all of them. They love children. No one will ever find them. But I can't let you go alone to Thebes.
Have you any idea how dangerous it could be?
I'll disguise myself as a boy also. We'll each carry a bundle of clothes.
More than that, I have vowed to bring with me the poor little body of my dear daughter, Mechatotten.
Are you sure it's wise?
It's the wish of my life to have Mechatotten buried in the consecrated ground of our ancestors in the Valley of Kings.
That takes time. The pharaoh will learn of it.
Once I am back home in Thebes, Queen Tai, his mother, will protect me. She's never approved of her son's religion. I'm sure she'll do everything possible to see my baby is buried in honor.
Where is Mechatotten now?
It's horrible. She lies in a secret crypt in the cellar of the palace.
But to smuggle even a baby's coffin aboard a barge, how can we?
In a basket. A plain, ordinary, covered basket. Mariani, stop that. Someone will hear us.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry, Nefertiti. I can't help it. I never thought being in the hold of a barge would be so rough.
Well, the Nile isn't rough, but every time 50 oarsmen pull at the oars together, the barge shoots forward like an arrow.
Oh. Well, whatever it is, I don't feel well.
It's being cramped down here for so many days with all those old ropes and smelly fish baskets. That doesn't help.
If I live through this, never eat fish again.
I get so cramped down here on these boards. It's night now, so I can go out on deck. Stretch my legs.
Well, be careful. We don't want to be discovered.
I say to myself, if the sailors find out now, what can they do? We're almost at Thebes. They're not going to turn back to Amana with two stowaways.
But what if they find the basket with Mechatotten's body?
They won't. Down here, it looks like any other basket. Now you rest, Mariani, and by morning you'll see. You'll feel much better.
Hello, boy.
Oh, you startled me.
I haven't seen you on board before.
I work down below, in the cellar.
What?
I mean, the hold. The hold.
You're not much of a sailor, are you? Works in the cellar. Is this your first trip?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, we're almost at Thebes. You have a family there?
Oh, yes.
I wish I did. But my old mother, she died last month. Haven't got any family anywhere now. Well, that's what comes of being a sailor. Well, not that they need sailors, for the old river freighters are nothing but elephant-sized rowboats.
You've been to sea?
Have I been to sea? If it weren't for me and sailors like me, Egypt wouldn't have a navy, I can tell you that. Yeah, but I'm getting tired of life on the water.
Why don't you try something else?
Well, I would if I could, but being a sailor is the only way I can serve Queen Nefertiti. May the gods keep her well.
You're fond of the queen.
Oh, I don't know an Egyptian who isn't. She's for the working people, and we know it. I'll tell you this, lad. It's an unfortunate marriage she's made. She's worth 100 pharaohs.
How could you serve the queen on land?
Well, that's just the point. All I have is these two strong arms. But I'd die for her, make no mistake. Nefertiti, she's an inspiring little thing.
You're very flattering.
And you're asking an awful lot of questions, boy. Are you sure you're working this barge?
Of course I'm sure.
Wait till that cloud passes the moon. I'll have me a good look at you.
I think I'll have me a walk around I must go now.
Not so fast.
Hey,
Of course, I don't
Let
have...
Let go of me.
Now, I don't have to see you to find out if you belong on this old tub. There's Come one on. Sure way to tell a seaman from a stowaway.
Come on now.
You lift up the suspicious character, so...
Come on now, put me down.
That's what I'm aiming to do. And you hold him over the side.
Come on now, let me go.
Over the Nile.
Come on.
And you put him
come
down.
On, let me go.
In it.
Off! Off!
If you belong on a boat, you'll have no trouble in the water. But if you're a stowaway, you won't be able to swim. Is that you, Tom?
Nibsenny, is this your watch?
All night. I like the night watch best. It's cooler. What are you looking at?
Well, there seems to be someone swimming around down there. Can you see him?
Someone in the river? Why, yes. Yeah. You down there. What are you doing?
I dropped him overboard. I thought he was a stowaway.
Well, look sharp. Let's throw him a line.
What for?
There are crocodiles down there.
You know, you're right. I see one swimming toward him right now. Hey, boy, get out of there.
What?
Head for the barge.
Oh.
There are crocodiles.
Oh!
Nefertiti, the barge isn't moving.
I know that. It could mean only one thing.
What?
By my count, we have spent 3 weeks and a day on this barge. We should be in sight of the harbor.
The harbor of Thieves?
And my guess is we're waiting for the pilot to come aboard and guide us in.
I can't believe it. We're home. Oh, let me hug you. Oh, Nefertiti, you're soaking wet.
I went in swimming last night.
In the water?
Mm-hmm.
In the Nile?
Mm-hmm.
But there are crocodiles everywhere.
A few. But there isn't a crocodile in the Nile who can swim as fast as I can.
Did anyone see you?
Oh, yes. By the time I came out, I had quite an audience.
Oh, you really have a lot of nerve, Nefertiti.
It's been too long since I rode horseback or swam. I used to love sports before I became queen. It's not good for anyone to spend their lives sitting in a golden chair. I'm going to change all that.
I know you will. You're the one woman who can do anything once you make up your mind to it.
When we pull into the dock in Thebes, the hardest thing I've ever had to do is before us.
You mean carrying that basket?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's a burden I wouldn't wish on a single Egyptian mother. But it must be done, or I'd never, ever be able to sleep peacefully again.
We today cannot imagine the importance of the afterlife as felt by the ancient Egyptians. An Egyptian anointed and protected the dead to ensure continuing life in eternity. That is why he surrounded the deceased with what he enjoyed on earth, so that the dead could continue the same existence in afterlife. I shall return shortly with Act Two. Try to place yourself in the dilemma that faced Nefertiti. Your daughter is embalmed, but has received no sacred burial rites. Your children are hidden somewhere in the city you have escaped from. Your husband, to put it mildly, is a religious fanatic. He also happens to be the most powerful man in Egypt. Only courage stands between you and the collapse of your entire future. You have taken refuge with the Queen Mother, your mother-in-law, in whose hands lies your safety.
And so, Queen Tai, I had to escape from Amarna. You have no idea how strange your son has become. Sacrilege after sacrilege. Not the least of which was denying Mekhetaten a proper Egyptian funeral. That I could not have. I want her there, waiting for me in eternity when I die and arrive.
Oh, my poor child.
I wanted to believe in one God. I thought it made so much more sense than a separate God for every human effort. But when I saw how this belief, how unbalanced it made Akhenaten's mind, the way he acted, I had to escape with my child. We must have the proper burial before he finds out.
You're afraid Akhenaten will come here to Thebes
and try to stop it? Yes, I do. How long will it take, Queen Mother, to prepare the sacred ceremonies? Is there time to dig a tomb in the Valley of Kings?
Mechatotten will be taken to the Valley of the Queens into a burial chamber I have built for myself. What's that? Don't be frightened. It's a signal which I must answer. I'll go myself and see what it is. Yes? What are you doing here?
The palace guards brought me. They said this is where I should go.
Do you have a message?
I do have something, my lady, but I want to be sure it goes into the right hands. The soldier said it was valuable.
Please give it to me.
Well, how do I know I'm giving what I have to the right party?
I am Queen Tai.
Oh, may the earth swallow me. 1,000 pardons. I had no idea. The Queen Mother herself. I prostrate myself before you.
Get up. We don't do that here.
Oh, I'm a poor seaman. I meant no harm.
Neither do I. Now get on your feet.
Thank you. I could see by the carving it had a royal crest, so I came here. Came to the gate, and the chief of the palace guard said he recognized it.
It? What? Give it to me.
Well, this scarab on a necklace. I had no idea. It's not my fault.
May I have the scarab necklace, please?
Oh, yes, please. Take it. I don't want it.
Where did you say you found it?
Oh, on board a barge. We came from Armana. I'm a poor seaman. I meant no harm.
What is it, Queen Mother? Oh, it's you.
Have I done something wrong without knowing it? I'm not a thief. I'm a loyal subject of the Pharaoh and Queen Nefertiti.
He has brought this necklace. I don't know why the guards escorted him to our door.
May I see it? The scarab. Queen Tai, this was given to me by General Horanrab. The guards must have recognized it. That's why this man was given safe conduct. Do you want a reward?
Oh, no, nothing. I had no intention. I knew it was valuable, but money, I wouldn't think of it. Just let me go, miss.
Do you know you are speaking to Queen Nefertiti?
Oh, no. I'm gone for...
Your name is Tar. You are a seaman. You worked in a barge that arrived in Thebes from Armana.
Oh, your highness, you are blessed with a godlike sight.
You are tired of sailing on river barges. You would like to work on land. Your mother has died.
Everything. She knows everything about me.
You will report to the commander of the palace guard and tell him the queen would like you to be her personal bodyguard.
Oh, come, child. What do you know about this ruffian sailor?
I know he is honest and faithful to the queen. And if he so much as catches any unauthorized person on the queen's property, he would throw them into the Nile, even if the Nile were filled with crocodiles. I don't think the Tar realized I was the stowaway he gave a bath to in the Nile. He was faithful, and he was useful during the hasty preparation of Mechatotten's funeral. Finally, the day came. The procession of mourners walked behind Queen Tai and myself, and we followed the tiny little coffin down the steep stairs into the tomb.
I cannot bear this, Queen Tai. My eyes are so filled. I am so very sad. I wish I could join my daughter.
Nefertiti, stop that. You have Tutankhamen, you have daughters. You have much to live for.
I know that for 18 dynasties we have believed that death was only the first step to a wonderful transformation. But supposing it's not the passage to the true eternal life. Supposing Mechatotten is reborn, she will be all alone. I'm here and she's... How could she be happy there?
That is why her toys and her dolls and her little ebony and ivory chair... All the things she loved are all being placed with her.
What if we're mistaken and it's not true? And when I die, I shan't see her again.
You ask too many foolish questions, Nefertiti.
I wish Akhenaten were here. He loved her once.
Akhenaten. He'd never allow this. We're heretics in his eyes. May the gods spare him when it is his time. We are now in front of the golden doors to the sepulchre.
Did they bring the cornflowers and raisins? She loved raisins.
Of course they did. Nefertiti, repeat after me. You will live again, Meketaten.
You will live again, Meketaten.
You will live forever, Meketaten.
You will live forever, Meketaten.
You will remain young as you are forever and ever.
You will remain young as you are forever and ever. We passed through the golden doors into the corridor which would lead us to my daughter's final resting place. All her toys and clothes and dolls and favorite foods and fruits and flowers were placed along the corridor. Behind us, guarding, was Tar the sailor.
Where are you going?
I am a priest, you fool. I have indulgences for sale.
You cannot pass. I'm the queen's bodyguard.
It's just the man I want to see.
You're a priest? Carrying that box around your neck like a street vendor selling figs and dates?
Oh, you know nothing about funeral ceremonies, bodyguard. I can see that. In this box, I have indulgences for sale.
What? Well, where are they?
Indulgences guaranteed to place the hand of the deceased into the hands of Osiris. Take a look.
Those clay figures can do that?
Very helpful. I'll make you a good price for a dozen. Less than a dozen is hardly worthwhile. It's not effective. A waste of your gold. Your mistress will appreciate it, I guarantee you.
Oh, I don't know anything about indulgences. All I know is no one is allowed in there. Now, you'd better go.
Meketaten's coffin was placed in the inner chamber, the figurines of the protective gods at each corner. It had all been such a rush. The artists were still painting the walls with the story of Meketaten's journey through the underworld to her final resurrection. Queen Di and I stood there crying, and suddenly the door was thrust open.
Nefertiti!
Oh.
Mother, what is this charade?
Akhenaten. Son, restrain yourself.
Nefertiti, may you be accursed. May you be barren for the rest of your days. May you suffer the eternal damnation of the only true god, Aton, the sun.
Akhenaten, stop that.
Mourners, you call yourselves professional weepers, the lot of you. Miserable beetles all praying to crocodiles and dogs, monkeys, cows, and snakes. Defiling my daughter, Meketaten. Defiling her, the high priestess of Aton.
Indulgences for sale. Are you still here, bodyguard? What's happening inside the burial shrine? I hear all kinds of loud noises.
Oh, I have no idea. Haven't you sold all those trinkets yet?
Trinkets? You watch that sacrilegious tongue of yours.
You, painter or artist, whatever you call yourself... What is all that nonsense you're daubing on the walls? Give me those paints. I'll paint you the truth. There! Smashed on the wall. Reds, greens, blues, yellows. Those smears are what I think of your gods.
Akhenaten, you're killing Nefertiti. Look at her face. It is white.
Oh, mother, how could you do this? I remember those grotesque demons around my father's death. Bed, and now to see these monstrosities again. In this mockery assails my soul. Give me those keep place statues. I grind you to the ground. You, Osiris! This one too. Anubis the dog. Lie on the ground, Anubis, where dogs belong.
He has gone mad.
How can you believe two modern Egyptian women that these symbols mean anything?
Nothing.
Do you think the dark powers of the netherworld will be frightened by these playthings?
How can you be so stupid to think this primitive magic will open up the gates of life after death?
Open that door! door! Priest! Come in here! You! With that box about your neck!
Me? Did you call me? You called for a priest. I can help.
Yes, priest. Let me hear some mumbo jumbo.
Unto the great God we deliver this child in peace, in peace, in peace.
Tell me, how much gold are you charging, priest, for a safe ticket to eternity?
Give me that box.
Rubbish. Stop with it. I'll show you what it's worth. What's your indulgence to a fit for? Mud, dirt, the ground.
What are you doing, Akhenaten? Don't touch that coffin.
I am taking the flesh of my flesh, the body of Megatotten High Priestess of Aton, away from this place. Stand aside, all of you.
No.
In her honor, I lift high this golden box with this golden child. The sacred body of my own flesh and blood, I say to you all, you are doomed. There is only one God, the giver of life and the taker of life. I shall now bring the remains of this child back to the city of truth, Amana, and bury her in the eternal house of Aton, the sun, free of demons, ghosts, dolls, and superstitions. And you, my loyal, noble wife, robber of bodies, defiler of Aton, you will be placed in chains like a common foreign captive slave and brought back to the city of truth for the world to mock.
It mattered little to me how I was dealt with. I vowed, when I saw the child's father trampling on the garlands of mandrakes and cornflowers, desecrating my daughter's voyage to eternity, I vowed that for 2 years I would go into mourning. I would wear coarse sacking. I would scatter dirt on my head. And only when my grief was paid for would I once again look up into the sky.
That cry from a mother who lived thousands of years ago in an ancient culture is the same as any mother's lament over a lost child today. Centuries have passed. Statues have crumbled. The desert sand has covered much of what dynasties of Egyptians had built. But sadness, courage, and love still remain. I shall return shortly with Act Three. The Egyptian word for stone markers on which ancient history is written is stele. I'll paraphrase two stele found in Amarna. And there was sadness in the temples of the gods and goddesses, from the Elephantine to the Delta marshes. Queen Nefertiti was kept a prisoner. She made no appearances among her people. The pharaoh Akhenaten led the court of Amarna in singing hymns to Aton, to which I shall add, they sang hymns while enemies cut off pieces of the land and Egypt bled away.
I tried to wipe the sad memories of Mekhetoten from my mind, but the other day I came across some little sandals I had been making her of woven glass beads, the strap to look like a lotus flower. I had never finished them while my dear one was alive. But I did have one affection left in the world. Horenrab, commander of our armies. It was a blessed day when he returned to my life.
So, this is where Queen Nefertiti lives.
Where she is imprisoned.
It is a big room. And up there, 5 steps up, I see the royal bed.
I sleep there when I sleep.
With the seal of the sun god on the ceiling.
At the pharaoh's insistence.
And how is Akhenaten?
He lives in a world of his own. But so do I. Behind the curtains next to the bed, I have our real gods.
There's a plaster portrait I always loved. The famous head and shoulders of Queen Nefertiti in her royal blue headdress.
Would you believe it? Thutmose the sculptor is still working on it. He's never satisfied.
I should be satisfied to own such a portrait.
Thutmose is the only one who hasn't deserted me. Akhenaten lets him come occasionally to work on it. That's why the plaster and the colors and the palette knife are on his stand.
Oh, I see you still have my scarab.
I wear it for luck.
Nefertiti, I have come to tell you that the pharaoh must die. He is killing Egypt by neglect, and I cannot stand by any longer and watch it expire a little every day and do nothing.
I have no feeling for Akhenaten.
I'm glad. There is no one else who can get close to him but you. So, it is you must do it.
I couldn't.
Then I will. But when I do, I'll need your help.
How can you ask me to be a part of this? My own husband.
Loyalty after what he's done to you? Dragging you through the streets in chains. Oh, I know it was 2 years ago, but never in the history of all Egypt has anyone of royal blood been treated like a cheap trophy of war. When does Akhenaten visit?
No set times, but I don't expect him today.
Nefertiti, you are still queen of our people. They are being murdered in Usalim, in Lebanon, in Palestine. The lands surrounding us have all been lost to the enemy. It's too late to bring back to life the hundreds of thousands who have died, but it is not too late to rid the world of an insane pharaoh.
Who sent you here?
500,000 people who looked to Amarna for help and who died waiting.
I cannot.
Then I shall have to do it alone. I believe the pharaoh is arriving.
I'm very afraid.
Good afternoon, my dear. I've asked Thutmose to join us shortly. We will have some pictures made. How are you, my dear?
Good day, Pharaoh Akhenaten.
Ah, I know you. What are you doing in Amarna? Why aren't you back in Thebes with the palace guard?
My king, do you know that all the provinces of Egypt have been lost? Everything gained by your father, Amenhotep, and his father before him?
There have been whispers, Nefertiti. I don't like whispers. So I've asked Thutmose to sketch some pictures showing how happily the House of Aton rules, you and I together. He'll be here in a moment.
My king, have you heard me?
Then we'll have these new drawings copied on temple walls and public places all over the land.
You, sir! You are interrupting me. Of course I heard you. I know all about that. Every day I receive a letter from some prince or governor asking for this, asking for that. Troubles, invasions. Who believes that? They want our gold.
You knew. You've known all along?
I never believed a single clay tablet. Where is that Thutmose?
You're spending too much time fooling around with that head of you, Nefertiti, and that silly blue hat.
Horanab, you may leave us. Go back to your army.
Egypt has no army. In 2 months, maybe less, the entire Nile may be Hittite. Do you believe that?
King Hatti wouldn't dare.
You have forgotten. King Hatti is dead. His son is king and ruthless.
They know Egypt is a land of peace and harmony. They'd have nothing to gain.
I can't stand to hear you talk such nonsense. Akhenaten, don't be a fool. The general could still organize an army if you'd let him. Stupid. Stupid.
You dare talk to me, your god, like that?
Yes.
You
said...
Take your hands off me, Horanab.
I am holding your arm so long as it is raised against the queen. Put it down.
How dare you? General, you will go down into the courtyard and stand by the pool where I can see you from this window. You will stand at attention.
I shall be there, Pharaoh.
Let go of me.
Why do you squirm so? There. I release you. I'd say this figure Thutmose did of you could be improved on.
Don't you dare touch it.
The shoulders are much too big for the head. Suppose we cut a bit off.
Stop it! What are you doing? You're crazy!
And suppose we cut down the other shoulder to make it even.
You are a destroyer. I should have known. Give me that knife. You leave that beautiful thing alone. Coward.
Get off the floor. You're not hurt. Now, kneel.
No.
Kneel, I say. That's better. God forgives you.
God? What God? How would you know if he forgives anybody? You can't even make the ignorant and superstitious believe with all your gold discs on the altars of temples, with all your destruction of statues of the great pharaohs. The fellaheen once threw stones at you. Now it's hate. Egypt hates you, Akhenaten.
Those priests in Thebes deserve what they got. Empty treasuries. I didn't destroy statues. I tore down false gods. And if the priests hate me, they hate the truth.
The truth as you see it. What about the Egyptian who lives now? You can't destroy him, deface, or chip away what's in his heart. That's where I carry the old gods. Inside. And so do they.
How do you know? You're confined to the palace. Our mana is filled with those who believe in the one sun god. Fine people come here from all over to reject superstition.
You really believe that? Your one god is the joke of the city. Superstition. Why, you're more superstitious than the most ignorant camel driver. Did I say you were hated? Egypt is laughing at you.
Be quiet!
Did you enjoy slapping my face? Did your God tell you to do that, coward? The way he told you to murder our daughter, force a 6-year-old to burn to death under the sun? I will never forgive you for that if I live to be 1,000,000 years.
Nefertiti, you don't understand.
Get away from me.
Come down from the steps.
I don't want you near me, don't you understand?
You don't know me anymore, please.
I'm standing here on the top step. Don't you come any closer.
It's your bed, dearest one. We are husband and wife.
Stay where you are. Fear is written all over you. Enemies around you, enemies at home. What is your god Aton, the sun, done for Egypt? You have hidden behind this curtain. There.
Oh.
Look. There they are. My gods. Thoth, the standing baboon. So bet the crocodile. They protect me.
You traitor.
And what has he done for us, your one god? Where is he?
I am Aton. I am God. I am God of the universe.
I didn't see the palette knife Akhenaten still held in his hand. He came up the steps towards me, trying to get at me. Somehow it caught in the curtain. He turned and stumbled down the steps. He fell on the pallet knife and didn't rise. The gods had struck him down. He was lying face down. I turned him on his back and pulled the knife out. I tried to stop the blood. It wouldn't stop. And then I fainted.
Nefertiti, are you all right? Are you all right now?
Yes.
I heard you cry out and I came in. I found his body and carried it outside. Here, let me wipe the blood from these steps.
What?
You had fainted. The Pharaoh breathes no more.
No more?
All is taken care of. In a few minutes, they will find the Pharaoh below with a strangled soldier beside him. I took the knife from you and put it in the soldier's hands. I will tell them I found the Pharaoh stabbed, killed, found his murderer, and avenged the death.
The next moments were a nightmare. I began to shake with a chill that would not stop. Horanab lifted me to my feet and
he deliberately kissed me hard on the lips. I have never, never had such a sick feeling of revulsion in my entire life. I slapped him and beat my fists on him. And then he held me away from him. I was helpless and horrified.
Egypt, in the hands of weaklings and women. But that will change. Oh, yes. Wipe your lips. You will never remove my mouth, Nefertiti. Don't tell me you loved him. You never loved him.
Low creature. Son of a tailor.
Now that your hand is steady with a knife, I am not good enough for you.
You were never.
No. You threw yourself at me. You always have. Oh, thank you, Horemrab. I shall always wear your scarab. I could buy more women than you in a Nubian market for half the money. Keep the scarab in memory of what you will never have. A man. I go now to protect your name. My last service to Queen Nefertiti of all Egypt.
And so I, Nefertiti, queen of all Egypt, stood alone to rule my people. I had survived death. I had survived treachery. I had survived love. There will be many who come after who will say I was willful, headstrong, selfish, and perhaps even foolish. But none but the gods will know the strength and the love in my heart was for one deity alone. Egypt.
We close now the golden doors on that golden age and hope these extraordinary people have come alive for you. Like the alabaster vases unearthed from the pharaoh's tombs today, 30 centuries later, the luster remains. The splendor of those ageless dynasties will never dim or die. I shall return shortly. Not often do we get the chance to dramatize a conflict of ideologies set against a blazing background of power and wealth. Were it not for the triumphant world tour of Egyptian artifacts, these ancients, like a cavalcade of Rip Van Winkles, might have gone on slumbering forever. True, there were always interested experts and students of Egypt, but today, this unusual land and life has awakened everyone. Our cast included Tammy Grimes, Russell Horton, E.V. Juster, and Earl Hammond. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. And now, a preview of our next tale.
I guess this was in the back of my mind ever since I first saw your face.
What was?
How would you like to be Mr. Leo Winters?
Oh, no way. I'd like being Al Grissom.
Don't you see how easy it would be to take his place?
Yeah, fine, but what happens to him?
Well, that's the problem, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the problem.
I thought maybe you could think of a way out.
Yeah, I can, but I don't like it.
Try it on me.
No, I think you've already tried it on, and you like it.
Maybe.
Not maybe, positively. That's what you wanted to lay on me when you said you wanted to talk.
You're not only sexy, but you're smart.
Yeah, you bet. Smart enough to stay away from murder.
Well, who said anything about murder?
I did, my lovely. I did. I said murder.
This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams. Thank you.
tune in tomorrow night on the Radio Mystery Theater immediately after the 8 o'clock news for Dead Ringer.